Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Let's do the first caller of the day. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's all give a warm welcome to Bill. Bill, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill. What's going on,
family?
How we doing?
What's up, Bill? Good. Tell us something. Get us going, Bill. Come on.
Good to see you guys today. So, listen, I'm on my way to work. I'm with my wife right now. Second time caller. Okay. I talked to you guys before. Romero, I just want to remind you, you promised you're gonna officiate our new vows when we do our ceremony again.
Yes, yes.
After this post-COVID world.
Okay, where are we going to do it? Is it going to be a destination wedding, or are we going to do like at a VFW hall?
No. It's the wintertime. We're thinking warm Caribbean vibes right now.
Beautiful. I love it.
It was her birthday yesterday. I just want to shout her out and say happy belated birthday.
Oh, nice. What's her name?
Thank you. Her name's Jennifer.
Jennifer, happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you. They all say happy birthday. She says thank you so much. We love you.
Oh.
Leroy, I know you're there today. I got to text you. I didn't get to talk to you last time. I just wanted to shout you out. I'm a big fan.
Oh,
big
appreciate fan. It. Appreciate it, man.
I love you guys. I have a two-parter. So I work at the Friendly Toast in Bedford, New Hampshire.
If Melissa was here, hold on. Let me fill in the role of Melissa right now. Ooh, the Friendly Toast. They have a random menu item and go, it's delicious.
Yes. All right. Listen, we cook a lot of amazing food, but we also have flight options. We have mimosa and Bloody Mary flights, so come and see us.
I've had that.
But I want to shout out my staff. We've had some personnel issues, and they are resilient. These guys have my back, and I just want to tell them I really appreciate everything that they've been doing for us. We're going to raise them up and work with them and develop them into the best team that we can have going forward. But they really have had my back. So I just want to say thank you so much for everything
I love that. That is so nice. Yeah.
So the issues, what type of issues? Just like if people just like, are they brand new and they're just kind of figuring out the chemistry, or are customers being jerks during the holiday season?
It's a chemistry issue. We're really building up the perfect team here, and I just everybody that's left standing with me, they're soldiers for me, and I really appreciate that.
Aww.
That is tremendous.
And also, can we just also say, people, if you are going into a place of business to buy food, please be nice, and please don't blame the people, maybe if there's shortages. And I say this because my niece works, she's a cashier at a food place, and people are just so evil. Like, why are you getting mad at the people who are trying to help you? Like, just be nice.
That does happen.
Oh, man.
That's how people are.
There are a lot of nice people out there, too.
That is true.
We do get a lot of good customers to balance it out. So, let's focus on the good people. Pebbles, I know that's your thing. So I just really want to... let's focus on positivity. These people have really gotten us through a lot. It's the holiday season, and I just love everybody. Let's go.
There it is.
Bring up the cheer.
Bill, that's what's up.
All right, Bill.
Told so much. He brought up a big shout out to his staff. I'm officiating their wedding in Caribbean island. And just everybody be nice when you go in and get food from anybody. Don't think, you know who's like that? My mom is like that. She's the ultimate kill the messenger. Oh, my mother's the ultimate kill the messenger. Not necessarily like in a restaurant, but like if she has like, let's say there's something wrong with her iPhone or something, it is the fault of the first person who says, how can I help you, madam? She will go, she will explode. I'm like, mom, relax. I'm like, this girl's like 19. She didn't do it. She didn't do it. They didn't say we're going to mess with your phone.
Go ahead. They're doing their job.
Yes. All right. Go ahead. All right. Well, Bill, thank you very much for joining us. Okay. Let me ask you a quick question. And you got to be honest here. Don't give me that. Oh, you guys are all great people. Between myself, crew here, between myself, Pebbles, and Melissa, which one of us would probably be the worst customer to serve at the Friendly Toast in New Hampshire?
No, you can't put me on the spot like that.
Bill. Yeah. And
Melissa, though.
Okay. You can say Melissa, yeah.
And I feel bad because she's not there today. I feel so bad, but just very forward. That's it.
She's
expressing her opinion.
I was going to say, it's not necessarily like, you know, being mean. It's just, let's just say Melissa's not afraid to ask for things. Jesus. Thank you, Bill. Tomorrow we want you to be the first caller of the day. All right. Thank you for setting a great tone for the show.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281. 1332.